It's this thing I want you to say means the same thing as shouldn't, but you use ought in it.
He should know, is that right?
Well, now what I want you to do is use the word ought, but make it mean shouldn't.
He ought to do.
Okay. And then if he shouldn't do it, you'd say
he should not do.
No, I want you to use ought.
He ought not to do.
Okay, good. Will you do this? No,
I won't.
Okay. A person didn't give you any assistance, and you think he could have, so you might say to him, you what?
Well, you could have assisted me.
Okay. If somebody asks you to do something and you don't know whether you can do it or not, you could say, well,
I'll try.
Okay. And let's see, you might say, well, might what do it?
Might have. I might do that.
Okay. Would you ever say might could or might can?
I might could do that.
Okay. What's a bird that makes a hooting noise?
It's a owl.
Okay. Are there different kinds of owls around here?
Yes. There's a little bitty owl. And them little bitty owls will catch little bees.
Uh-huh.
And them old hooting owls just hoots and all at night.
Okay. Do you have a particular name for the little ones? Or do you just call them little owls?
Well, they got a little name, but I can't think of the name now. A little, ain't over there high, but them old big ones went like that.
What's the kind of bird that goes tap, tap, tap on a tree with its bill?
Oh, it's a redhead.
Okay. And are there other words that mean the same thing around here?
They call them woodpeckers.
Uh-huh.
They call them woodpeckers.
Okay. What's a black animal that has a white stripe down its back and it smells awful?
Oh, it's a polecat.
Yeah. If something was getting your chickens at night, your turkeys, you said you had turkeys,
mm-hmm.
Did you? If something was getting your turkeys at night, but you didn't know exactly what it was, you might say, I'm going to get my shotgun and take care of that, what?
I'd say that vomit, whatever it is, after my chicken.
Okay. And what might it be? What does vomit mean?
Well,
really? What kind of animal
is it? A possum is on that line.
Mm-hmm.
And a fox is on that line, and we have them right through here.
Uh-huh.
Wildcats, and I think no wildcats right in here. There's a lure. Now, that's a chicken eater.
Uh-huh. Well, now, would you ever use the word vomit to refer to a mosquito or something like that?
Well, now, that's an insect, a mosquito is.
But you say you wouldn't call it a vomit?
No, you wouldn't call a mosquito a vomit. You'd call it an insect.
Would you ever call a person a vomit?
Not unless you didn't like them.
Uh-huh. But if you didn't like them, then you might?
Yeah, some people, but they're it's like some people. They ain't.
Uh-huh.
But it's just a ugly word.
Yeah, sure.
That people could help from saying, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's a bushy-tailed animal that runs up trees?
Oh, well, a squirrel, a possum.
Are there different kinds of squirrels around here?
Mm-hmm. There's a fox squirrel and a little squirrel.
Uh-huh.
The fox squirrel is twice as big as these others.
Mm-hmm.
And they are barely fitting to eat. People eat them. There's nothing wrong with eating them. But they're not as good as the other one.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How do you fix squirrel? Do you usually fry it or what?
Well, if you do, you can't eat it. If you fry it, the thing to do is put them in a presto, cook them early, just tender, and stir you some flour up, a little flour up in some grease, brown it to a golden brown.
Uh-huh.
And you put it over there and make the gravy and eat with hot biscuits.
That sounds very good.
That is good.
Mm-hmm. I've never in my life had squirrel.